in Parshas Chukas, there is a number of discussions regarding death and burial, along the death with the death of Aaron HaKohen. I think it's appropriate that we can, certainly enough of a hook, to talk about eulogies. And what I really want to discuss is one specific siman in Shulchan Aruch in Yodeh and Shin Mem Zayin, very short siman, but it is a halacha that I sense that not many people are aware of, and is an interesting topic on its own. And let's begin. The Gemara, which really a Mishnah Moi cuts in Daf Chesam Aleph, says, Rabbi Yossi, Aval Hulo, Lor Adam Al Meso, Vol Yasvidenu, Kodim Leregel Shloshim Yom. That one should not bewail or lament, and the Gemara has a discussion, what's the difference between Bila Orer or Yasvidenu, what's the difference between those two things, but for us, it's not important. Some sort of eulogy one should not do, Kodim Leregel Shloshim Yom, 30 days before Yontif, you should not have any eulogies. Now, on its own, that would be a very difficult statement, so let's hold off for a second. Now, the Yushalmi here explains what's going on. And I don't have the Yushalmi over here because it's we can say it outside very quickly. The Yushalmi explains that what we're talking about is someone giving a hesper for someone who passed away 30 days before 30 days from the regel. Meaning, let's say Shavuos is on Vav Sivan, and the person passes away in the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so then that's more than 30 days before the regel. For such a person who passed away more than 30 days before any of the Shalosh Regalim, within 30 days of the regel, you should not have a type of azkara, a memorial service, a type of event where you get together again and give hespedim 30 days before the Shalosh Regalim. This is what the Yerushalmi explains our Mishnah is talking about, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Again, just to clarify the case, the person has passed away more than 30 days before the regel. If the regel, now you decide 30 days before the holiday, you want to have some sort of memorial or azkara, eulogy of people gathering together to discuss the deceased and talk about the life of the deceased, you're not allowed to do such a thing, so says the Mishnah.
So you can't have shloshim for
excellent.
A year.
Correct. Correct. According to this Mishnah, you cannot have shloshim events. You cannot have a shloshim event in which people come and talk about the mace for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That would mean starting from 30 days before Pesach, 30 days before Shavuos, and 30 days before Sukkot. This is a undisputed Mishnah in Moed Katan. Comes the Gemara and explains why this is the case. So the Bavli asks, Ma'ishna Shloshim Yom? Why 30 days specifically? So Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Ma'isaba Adam Echad Shekines Mo's La'alos Regal. One person who happened to be collecting money because he wanted to go to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel. Uba Saftan, V'amid Al-Pisho, in the olden days, in the times of the Mishnah. So they would have Safdanim, they would have eulogizers, people who would go from town to town and give these very emotional speeches, and then you'd give him a few dollars, and that's how you would pay him to go and eulogize for you, someone who passed away, like a speaker would go from place to place. And his wife heard this beautiful eulogy, and she went to the box and took all the money he saved up for Aliyah L'Regel, and she paid this guy to give a eulogy. And he was unable to go Aliyah L'Regel because of this. And therefore they made a gzeira because of the fact that it might ruin someone's yontif to go and now have to pay money to have an askar, an event, and they're not going to have money for Aliyah L'Regel. Therefore they said no eulogies for someone who had already passed away 30 days before the yontif. Just to clarify for sure, obviously if someone passes away, if it's an avelis chadasha, if the burial is within 30 days, you're allowed to have eulogies at the burial. We're talking about beyond the burial point. That is the opinion of Rav. Now, the Ramban in the Torah Adam, which is his classic work on Avelis, so the Ramban cites the Ritz Geis, who says that nowadays, certainly, this should not apply. Why? Because we're not Olah L'Regel. We don't go up to Yerushalayim nowadays, so the Gzeira should not be in effect. The Ramban then argues with the Ritz Geis on two points and says, even according to this reasoning of Rav, we should still not be allowed to have eulogies 30 days before. He gives two reasons. The first is because this is a davar shiva minyan. This is a gzeira takana of Chazal, and anything that was a gzeira takana, you cannot be mevatel, you cannot nullify, unless you have another basin, that is Gadol b'minyan of a Chachma, you have an equal basin of strength to nullify it. So we don't nullify this, so there's no reason why it shouldn't pass away, even if the reason is not applicable. That's point number one of the Ramban. Point number two is that it's true that we don't have a Lila Regal, but we do have Simchas HaRegel. That is still something we do observe. We have a mitzvah to be Mesameach, and the same thing would apply over here. The person takes the money and pays for a eulogy, and now they're not going to have meat and wine or clothing, whatever it is for Yontif. The same reasoning would apply here as well, says the Ramban. So that is reason number one according to Rav. Ushmuel Amar, the last line here in the Gemara Moed Katan, Shmuel says, Lefish ein hames mishtakech min halev shloshim yom. Shmuel says, because the sad emotions stirred up in the lament last for 30 days, and it will interfere with a person's Simchas Yontif, right? Your person already lost a relative, and now, 30 days before the Chag, they go hear a whole sad eulogy again about the painful loss, and now, going into Yontif, this person's all upset again. They were beginning of getting over the loss, they were beginning the process of Nechamah through Aveiros, and now, we're starting them, getting them all riled up again, before Yontif, totally not appropriate. Now, the Smag writes that before Yontif, you should remove Aveilus from your heart, and you should turn towards Simcha, and therefore it's not within the spirit of Simchas Yontif. Now, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios has a sefer called Mispaid Rav, so he notes that even though the Gemara in Brachos Nun Chesem Abeis famously tells us, how long does it take pain to leave a person? 12 months, right? We know that we're in Aveilus for 12 months. So he says, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios, then what's this whole 30 days thing? It's 12 months. That should be the issue over here. Where do we get 30 days from?
Let's keep it up for aim. That's 12 months. The basic Aveilus is 30 days.
A basic Aveilus is 30 days, but the pain over something, to remember something, it takes 12 months. That's true. That's a special din by Kibud Aveim for parents, but the Gemara makes this klal. That's the famous opinion of the Chassam Sofer, right? The Chassam Sofer says, we read Parsha Zachar every year. It takes 12 months to forget something. In an other year, if you have 13 months, so the Chassam Sofer says you have Kavana when you read it in the Torah in order to be Yotzei this Gemara that says it takes 12 months to forget something. So Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios says that's different. He says that's 12 months for the heart to begin to forget the deceased. This is different than the bitterness and the acute pain. There's forgetting something, and there's also the intensity of the pain. The intensity takes 30 days to get over it. The general remembrance and the moving on, that takes 12 months. Now, the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between the two things? My beinayhu, ika beinayhu, deka'avid b'chinam. The answer is very clear. If you don't have to pay the guy, right? If the guy's going to give you a free eulogy, we have a deal this month. Eulogies are free, doesn't cost you anything. So according to Rav, it should be fine because you're not going to lose anything to pay to go a little regular. According to Shmuel, what's the difference if it's free or not? You're still going to ruin your yontif according to this. This is all cited lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch in two places. Not one, but two places. First is in Yeridei and Shin Mem Zayin. But we'll quote now from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yontif in Orachayim Tafkuf Mem Zayin. Kol shloshim yom lefnei hamoed asur lahasped al meis shemeislo milefnei shloshim yom kodem hamoed. Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch clearly, you cannot give hespedim outside of the initial burial 30 days before Yontif. This is a black and white halacha here in Shulchan Aruch, which there's really no one debating it. Just before we get on to halacha lemaisa and those who discuss different kulas and leniencies regarding this halacha, we need to look at the Rambam, because the Rambam is very confusing about who quotes this halacha. He also quotes the halacha in two places, but he does something very strange in the first place. The Rambam in Hilchas Evil and Perakid Al Halacha Vav cites the halacha, and he writes, Lo ta'orer isha ames shalash shloshim kodem l'chag. A woman should not arouse herself, her feelings of pain over the loss of the deceased 30 days before the Chag, so that the holiday should not come. They're sad. Because it takes 30 days to forget the bitterness and pain. Says the Rambam, we're talking about someone who had passed away already 30 days before the Chag. Obviously, says the Rambam, if you have some Rachman and someone who passes away 10 days before the Yontif, you can give Hespedim at the Levaya. That's not the question over here. The Radvaz is bothered by one major question. Why is he picking on women? Why does the Rambam say Isha? The Gemara doesn't say a woman shouldn't do it or a woman shouldn't take this responsibility. everyone shouldn't reply to it. So the Radvaz says that women are more emotional about these things and they get more caught up, and therefore the Rambam is just speaking about what is more common in this issue. The problem is this. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Chav Dalet, so he writes, V'asur l'adam she'orer al meso, it's also for a person. And he doesn't say a woman, he says for a person. And he gives the same reasoning as well, that it takes time and we don't want to go into Yontif by having a lack of simcha. So it's unclear what the Radvaz means, that he's talking about what is common, when in Hilchos Yontif the Rambam clearly doesn't differentiate between a woman or a man. Perhaps the Rambam might be mimicking our Gemara, right? Because the Gemara Moed Katan spoke about the woman who went and spent all the money. But what's the problem with that? Then the Rambam is mixing Rav and Shmuel, because he doesn't bring the reasoning of Rav. He brings the reasoning of Shmuel, that it's near Yontif. If the Rambam was simply lifting for our Gemara Moed Katan, he should have said what? A woman shouldn't do it 30 days for Yontif, because she's going to spend all the money and they're going to be out with nothing before the holiday. So that's also not an answer to this as well. We have a tzarachin on the Rambam that nobody seems to have a good answer for.
Yeah, it's clear. I can give 10,000 examples of when we do, what we're going to get to the punchline, why we do it today. But people do have shoshim during the festivities.
Not so clear that everybody does it, but we'll get to that in a second.
Look, Rav Soloveitchik said it by far.
Rav Avraham Lichtenstein spoke about this in the Hesed for the Rav. It's not so simple.
But people do
so
it.
So let's turn to Tosos now. Tosos here says that even according to Shmuel, we can say that it's also only through a eulogizer. What does he mean? Nira de halacha karav bisure vafil de Shmuel. Even according to Shmuel, Yishlomar de la siri alidei savadana avahu atzmo shari yosur misapek mitzara alidei tzakav yismach orizman. So Tosis has a qualification in the Gemara here. You just can't have somebody else give eulogies before Yontif, but the Avil himself is allowed to give eulogies. Why, says Tosis? Because when a person holds on to the pain and they talk about it, it helps out the person psychologically, and he'll feel better afterwards. And therefore Tosis says 30 days before Yontif, the Avil himself is allowed to give eulogy, because that will help him going into Yontif. This is the opinion of the Pisrei Olam and Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan leaves it as a tzarachian. He's unsure. Do we follow Tosos? Do we not follow Tosos? However, if you look in the we don't have the Prima Gadim over here, but the Prima Gadim writes in Tafkuf Mem Zayin, and he notes the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch don't agree with Tosos, because they don't cite that halacha that the Avil himself will give eulogies 30 days beforehand. Now, the Beis Ephraim in Yoredei and Siman Ayin Ches doesn't understand why the halacha is not like Tosos. And the answer must be that we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like Shmuel. That's clear from the Rambam who brings Shmuel's reasoning. And we're going to see this nafkamina again and again. Is the reasoning like Rav, or is the reasoning like Shmuel? And the reasoning simply, and the most of the posts simply lean towards Shmuel, that the reason is the sadness going into the Yontif, and not because of the money. Let's turn now to cases where this may or may not apply. So we have here a tshuva of the Shvas Yaakov. Yaakov Reisher writes in the Chalik Beis, Simen Chafhe, at the very end of the tshuva. So the print is a little blurry over here, because nobody has spent the money to reprint the Shvas Yaakov, if anyone's interested. But I'll tell you what he says outside. The Shvus Yaakov writes, the issue with the Hesed 30 days before Yontif is with the Avel himself, but not for people who are related to the Avel. Okay? Which is against what Tosfos says, right? For the Avel himself, it's going to cause him greater sadness. However, if it's not your mace, and the Hesed is only for Kavodah Torah, then we're not concerned, because it won't have such a sad effect on the Maspid, because he's not the one speaking. And he brings a proof in the tour. In Yoredei and Shin Mem Dalet, the Tur writes, citing the Ramban, who explained that the Yarchei Kala, what was the Yarchei Kala? The Yarchei Kala was 30 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Elul, and then 30 days before Pesach in Adar. They would have these big events where people would come and give speeches and teach halacha to the Balabatim. So the Ramban says about the Yarchei Kala, before Pesach, they would give hespedim for the Tamil Chacham who passed away during that year. So these hespedim were given by non-family members of the Kavodah Torah. So the Ramban says if they're giving hespedim at the Yarchei Kala, and it's 30 days before Pesach, so then clearly we see you're allowed to give eulogies in these cases by non-family members, the issue is only for the family member itself. However, many people do not agree with the Shvus Yaakov over here. The Pischei Tshuva says the Shvus Yaakov is dealing with a case when the Avelim are not present during the Hespedim, but if they are present, the reasoning should still apply. Meaning, why is it less painful for me to hear a eulogy about a loved one versus giving a eulogy about a loved one? The same emotions will be raised, says the Pischei Tshuva. So what's it going to help? You're going to have a whole set of eulogies for a nifter 30 days before Yontif, but the people who want to hear the eulogies, the family member is not going to be there. So says the Pischei Tshuva, it's a very narrow case. This is the understanding of the Chachmas Adam as well, in Kuf Nun Hei. The Agudas Ezov says the Shvus Yaakov is only concerned about the speaker being a relative, but if the Avil is present, he disagrees it's not going to be a problem, and he disagrees with the Pischei Tshuva. So that's case number one, the Shvus Yaakov. Let's go to the Shvus Yaakov's second reason. The Shvus Yaakov continues and says that for a Talmud Chacham, then Kavod HaTorah is docha the Kavod HaRegel. Kavod HaTorah is docha Kavod HaRegel, and if it's a Talmud Chacham, you are allowed to have eulogies 30 days before the Chag. The Gemar Moed Katzin Chav Zayin says that a Talmud Chacham can have a hesped for him on Chol HaMoed. That's a halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. The Talmud Chacham can have eulogies for him on Chol HaMoed. And according to Shmuel, there's no issue giving a hesped on Yontif, since there's no issue being saddened over the passing of a Talmud Chacham, right? If you're allowed to give a hesped on Chol HaMoed for a Talmud Chacham, then certainly you can give a hesped before the Moed for a Talmud Chacham, says the Shvus Yaakov. Similarly, the Bina Le'itim in Drush Ayin Vav says that many communities, they would give hespedim on Shabbos after hearing of the passing of a Talmud Chacham. And the Bina Le'itim says that a hesped for a Talmud Chacham is different than a hesped for a different, regular person. Because the hesped for a Talmud Chacham is meant to ma'oer us to tshuva. It's meant for us to think about the loss and the impact of his Torah and his personality. It's more of a musar shmuz. It's not meant to bring out such sadness, says the Bina Le'itim. It's a different type of speech. It's supposed to bring about tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings the Ola Shmuel, who allows a hesped for Talmud Chacham before Yontif, if there wasn't time to have a spedim before that time. And Rav Avi Yosef and the Chazon of Avi and Avos and Chelek Aleph rules that just like eulogies for a Talmid Chacham can be delivered on Chol HaMoed, so too eulogies for a Talmid Chacham can be given 30 days beforehand. That is those shitas. However, not everyone agrees, and maybe even by Talmid Chacham we should be machmer. If you look over here in the Shari Tshuva in Tuf Kuf Mem Zayin, the second class source on the page, so he finds the Shvus Yaakov very difficult. He writes the Atzar Reisi B'Shvus Yaakov Chelek Beis Min Chaf Hei Kasav De Dafka Al Meso De Mario Lebe Tuva Aval Im Eino Meso El Shemaspido B'Shvil Kavod Toraso. If you're giving hesped for Kavod HaTorah, Eino mis order hesped libel kolkach. It's not as painful. It's a different type of hesped. Va'od yeshomer kavod haTorah docha kavod haRegel. Va'hadvarim tzarich iyan. Va'kashal asos ma'isa bezeh im lo b'makom shir sheish tzarich shah. Says the Shari Tshuva. The Shvus Yaakov is a bit of a chiddush. He's talking about Talmid Chacham. So he says, unless there's a great need, there's no other time to give a eulogy. So then you can rely on the Shvus Yaakov. But halacha l'maisa, says the Shari Tshuva, I don't like this idea going against a clear din in Shulchan Aruch that says not to give hespedim beforehand. The Prima Gadim, if you look here in the last source on the page, says, Afilu Talmid Chacham, Shemes Kodim Shloshim Yom, Ein Lespedu B'Soch Shloshim Yom. This is the Stimus HaPoskim, says the Prima Gadim, that even Talmid Chachamim, we don't give eulogies 30 days beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion understand that the Prima Gadim doesn't think that we have people who are Talmid Chacham nowadays. That's the reasoning, says the Prima Gadim. If we had real Talmid Chachamim, then maybe we had something to talk about. We don't have Talmid Chachamim, and therefore there's no reason to be makil in this case for people who may not be Talmid Chachamim. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva of the Tzachas Paneach. I didn't bring it over here because there's no purpose, because the tshuvas, the Tzachas Paneach, the Raga Chavar, are just a list of Mar Mekamos. So I'll just tell you what the Mar Mekamos mean. This is in the Tshuvas HaChadashos in Chelek Beis and Kuf Yud Beis. And the Raga Chavar is writing a letter on Dalad Sivan, which was 2 days before Shavuos. And he's writing it regarding the passing of the Rebbe Rashab of Chabad. And the Rebbe Rashab of Chabad died 2 months before. And he's writing his letter about this loss to Klal Yisrael. And he explains why he's allowed to do this. Because he's writing 2 days before Shavuos. Isn't this like writing a hesped for the Rashab so close to Yontif? So the Raga Chavar writes that it's only a problem, according to the Yerushalmi, if it's, right, Avelis Yeshena, someone who died 30 days before. But if it's an aveilus chadasha, if it's a new death, you're allowed to give at that moment at the levaya. So the Ragel Shavar says the death of a Talmid Chacham is an aveilus chadasha. It's always pulling at us. It's always causing pain. It's always raw to a person who loves Torah. And therefore, I'm allowed to write about the Rebbe Rashab, says the Ragel Shavar, because when I'm writing about him on Dalet Sivan, even though it happened 2 months ago, it's new to me. And therefore, I can write a eulogy for the Rebbe Rashab. That's a very fancy piece of Torah from the Ragel Shavar. Now, what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We only talk about Shalosh Regalim. Let's say it's an Elul. In the first part of El, not the second part of El, because that will be 30 days before Sukkot. So what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Prima Gadam leaves us at Tzarachin. We have here Machlokas HaPoskim. Most Poskim say that we can be lenient. The Agudas Eitz of the Shuas Yaakov, the Ol Shmuel, the Mishaburu all say you can give Hasfeinu 30 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Mishaburu cites the Ramban. And the Taras Adam, who says in the name of Rav Natrunai Gon, you can give Hasfeinu all Chodesh Elul without exception. The Shuas Yaakov says this should depend on the Machlokas Rav Shmuel. Why?
Less than
Afkamina.
Less than Afkamina?
Ah, right. If it's a din in Aliyah L'Regel, so then it shouldn't apply according to Rav, because you're not being Ol L'Regel. If it's a din in going to just a sense of sadness for the holiday, so then, according to Shmuel, it would be a problem. And therefore he concludes this is all a din d'Rabbanan, and we should be leaning for Yom Noraim regardless of all this, and therefore says Yeshua Yaakov, no problem, that Olo Shmuel says we should use any means necessary to be misor ourselves before the Yom HaDin. This is not just before Sukkot, it's before Shemim Kippur. So Hespedim and eulogies and seriousness and Kovid Rosh is an important part of preparing for the Yom Noraim, and therefore certainly we should have eulogies before this time. And the Gudas Ezov says it has to only be in the first part of Elul. If it's in the second part of Elul, it will be before Sukkot, but I don't think that's the minimum as well. There's only one sheet.
How can they permit going to, when people do go to, some go to Farat and Elul? Because that's should the same time.
Yeah, so they one of the reasons they want to be lenient is because of that. It's because
that's an argument
they want to be lenient because we do go to the Beis HaKvaros anyway at that time. The Ma'ari Kash in the Simon Shinsari test says to be Machmer Rosh Hashanah Kippur, but that is not the mitzvah in this regard. Let's come now to just a number of different points to wrap it up. Rav Nissen Karelts in the Chodshani, so he makes a few comments. He says it's only an issue if there are words that cause tsar and pain, but if they're divrei hisorus in the hesped, they're inspiring, look at the message of this personality, what we can learn from him. So in that type of hesped, that would be lenient, he says. And he says it's certainly ushered out something like this on Shabbos. To go give hespedim that cause a person to be sad, something like that on Shabbos is certainly a problem. Let's look now at two very interesting tshuvas regarding this. And I want to look at the halacha, one I want to look at the history. The first is the Devar Yeshua, Yeshua Ehrenberg, who is the Rav in Tel Aviv. He writes in Chelek Hei, in the Likutim in Siman Lamed Gimel, that he doesn't feel, though we call it in Azkara nowadays, the memorial service that happens on Shloshim is appropriate 30 days before Yontif. He writes as follows. He says, Bizmanenu la'asos ma'shekorin azkara. Nowadays we have an azkara memorial service. He says, B'sos shloshim, eina b'chal zeh. He says, sorry, I misspoke. He says that what we do as an azkara, our memorial services we have, is not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. He says it's something else. Shaharei kasav ha-Beis Yosef. Look what the Beis Yosef writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Orachaim, in Siman Tavkuf, Mem Zayin. He says, nearly, Shemash ananogim b'tashlam hashana lispot hames ulahazkin shmaso ein b'chalza. In the days of the Beis Yosef, on the first year at site, they would have these events in Askaro, where they would come and talk about the mace on the first year at site of the mace. So he says to Beis Yosef, that is allowed if it occurs 30 days before Yantav, he says. Umutu laso so toch lamed l'regel. You're allowed to do that 30 days before the regel. Ad kam l'shono. Because of Atam, what's the reason? He says, this is not in order that we should awaken our sadness. Why do you have a yurt site, drush, or an event? To mark the end of the avail. So we're moving on, a new process, a new step. I'm moving on from this period. Beforehand, they wore black. Some they take off the black clothing. They put on regular shirts. Ad kan, says the Beis Yosef. The davar zekas of Beis Yosef mitzvahs atzmo. Does the Beis Yosef have a Gemara for this? That a yurt site, the first yurt site shear is allowed 30 days before Yom Tov? No, it's his own reasoning, he says. Uleficha gam anachnu, we, Yechol Lomar. If the Beis Yosef has a Svara to allow it, so I can also have a Svara, says Rav Shua Ehrenberg. Yecholim Lomar da'af kilo diber Beis Yosef rakli mashinogim besofiyut Beis Chodesh. Even though he was only talking about it by a yurt site, 12 months, Zelapishol Hayam Minhagam Lasos came to Shloshim. That's only because in the days of Beis Yosef, they didn't have Shloshim events. They had yurt site events. And therefore, if he would have had Shloshim events, he would have said the same thing. Aval Achshiv Shogim came to Shloshim. We have events at the end of Shloshim to remember the deceased. Shaykh Bezeo Soatam. And therefore he says, I can apply the reasoning of the Beis Yosef by the first yurt site drasha to allow it 30 days before Yom Tov. I can apply that reasoning for an askara for Shloshim as well, says the Dvar Yoshua. Then he goes on, much longer, to explain what the speech has to be about. It can't, if you're going to do it though, says Rav Shua Ehrenberg, it can't be something that's emotional and very sad with crying and a lot of pain. It has to be Divrei Hesoros, inspiring, meaningful ideas, things like that. Then comes the Levushei Mordechai in Madura Tenyani Yerodea Kuf Mem. And he says one should not have a Hakamas Matseva 30 days before the Yantuf, because Hakamas Matseva is different. Hakamas Matseva is more sad. You're at the cemetery, they read the inscription on the tombstone, it's more emotional, and therefore he feels that should not be done 30 days before Yantuf. This is cited by the Minchas Tzitzit as well in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Aleph. And the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah discusses this as well. Now, in the Tshuvas Kinyan Torah, Bahalach and Chelek Beis, Kuchav Beis, he gives a little bit of history regarding people who have spoken 30 days before Yom Tov. And he says, I'll get to the last part here in a moment, but he says, if you look in the Tshuvas Maharsham and Chelek Beis, there's a hesped for the wife of the Maharsham that he gave on the Kamas Matseva, that was on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is 30 days before Shavuos. So therefore, the Maharsham certainly felt it was fine. And there's no mention that there's any problem. And then he writes, "Ube Gros Verdun, when I grew up in Gros Verdun in Romania, Hayir Shigadalti Ba, Hayisiir Va'am Yisrael, the great city in Romania, came before some Haya Minag Shaharab. The Minag in Gros Verdun was that the Mara de Astra, Hispid be Erevosh Chodesh Nisan, and Erevosh Chodesh Nisan, he would give a spadim, Kol Hagadolim Shibaolam, Shniftu Bisharnazu." The rabbi of the community gave this amazing drasha, where he would give hespedim on every gadol b'Yisrael who passed away that year. Now it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's going on over here? And everyone would come. B'mayim gedola here, all the great Torah scholars in Gros Verdun would come to listen to this speech. V'gam kvod kedushas admor bal avos Yisrael, the visions to Rebbe would come. Zeicher tanif kadosh levracha, a regular avod b'chol shan, he would come. Vayin od in the sefer Tikkun Shlomo of the Avbasin of Vienna, the hesped shenasa al giso, he gave a hesped for his relative Rishmuel Sofer, the Avbasin of Krakow, be'asim kippur kasset. What?
Shimon Sofer.
I said Shimon, right?
Shmuel
is the other one. So Shimon Sofer, the Av Basin of Krakow, and the Michtav Sofer died Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He died on Yud Zayin Adar Sheni. And he gave this Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is certainly 30 days before the Yom Tov as well. So we see the minhag in some places was to do it. So, again, at the end of the day, we have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We see in some communities they were careful about it. We see in some communities they found leniencies. Certainly, many of the things we spoke about are relying on the heter of Talmidei Chachamim, right? The assumption that the person is a Talmud Chacham, these mar makomos to the end, assuming the person is a Torah scholar, leniencies in that regard. And some communities were machmer in that regard, but certainly halacha that I feel that many people are not aware of, or should be thinking about, or should have on their minds, if Rachman al Tzan, a person in such a situation, to know that there's an aspect of Shloshim Yom Kodol Lechag, before the regal, we turn our thoughts and mind towards Simchas Achag, and we try to move away from sadness, as the Smag said, and it should be Hashem's Brachu, Macha, Shandim, and Mikol Aretz. We shouldn't have to deal with these issues anymore.